The SoCal Sound Sessions are listener and member supported. Please consider becoming a subscribing member. Click subscribe now at the top of the SoCalSound.org and make sure to choose live sessions from the drop-down menu.
Hola, ¿qué tal, mi gente? Byron Gonzalez here to bring you another great SoCal Sound session. Thanks for pressing play. While we have you here, please subscribe so you don't miss the next great SoCal Sound session. So today in studio, I am very happy to welcome back. She's been here twice. Now this is her third time with her third album. I'm talking about Angélica García, who just released Gemelo. Look how pretty this is. She's got a little, it's shiny background. Ooh. Her first album, all in Spanish, by the way. Aquí tenemos a Angélica García. ¿Cómo estás?
Hi.
Un placer de tenerte otra vez aquí.
Gracias. It's good to be back. Good to see you again, Byron.
Yeah. Last time you were here, Cha Cha Palace, and then before that was like the first album you ever released.
It's yeah, a long. Babies.
You've been on a long road, this music career of yours.
Whew.
Yeah.
You tell me. Yeah.
So. I feel even as much as you've been here, I still feel like I don't know you as much as we could know you. So I have a few questions.
Oh, qué interesante.
Yeah. Are you a night owl or an early bird?
It's totally situational.
Situational?
Mm-hmm.
What if like you have a day off, you don't have to go in the studio, or you don't have to go on tour or anything. What do you like to do?
It depends. Am I having a mind day or a body day?
Okay.
If I'm having a mind day, then I usually stay up late and like I'll be writing or like listening to music or something or reading books. And if I'm having a body day, like I'm like, I feel like crap, I'll get up and I'll go do yoga or something. Or
okay.
Like, I'll try to be like, wake up. Yeah.
Okay. Very situational.
Yeah, pretty much.
And when you do wake up and start your day, do you like taking it with tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Mm. All the way. Put it in an IV pack if you can.
Ugh. Yeah. I need some right now. Yeah.
When you were growing up in your formative years, or maybe just the earliest memory you have that you like had an album that you loved and you could not stop playing it?
Well, there have been many of those. The earliest memory, like for real earliest?
Yeah, for real. Maybe Barney soundtrack or something.
Oh, my gosh. Honestly, it was probably Faye. It was Faye. Probably Tierna la Noche.
Oh, interesting.
By Faye. Yeah. Because that might have been, like, the first CD that I had with, like, a Walkman.
Hmm.
Like, and I remember the little moon. If you bought the CD, there was the moon on the CD.
Oh, cool.
And I thought it was so cool to, like, watch the moon
spin
turning
around.
In it. Yeah.
That's cool.
That was a favorite one. I had a tío that was like super into techno music. Like he'd be in the background, in the backyard at my grandma's house, like working out to techno music. And like that album is very like techno-y. So I was like, cool, this is like my tío Juan. Like, this is awesome.
That's funny. I can just imagine he's just like pumped the heck up.
Exactly.
I'm going to listen to it. Faye?
Yeah, Faye. Okay. Tierna la Noche by Faye. I think it was out in like 1999.
Cool. You guys want to listen? I'm going to go check it out after this.
Yeah.
How about like the first concert you ever attended?
That I remember?
Yeah.
Actually, I think it was probably Britney Spears.
No way. What album? Like?
Oh my gosh. It was the Slave for You tour. At the Staples Center. Staples Center with my cousins and my half-sisters and my siblings. And
bam, the whole gang went.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And it was that I was, like, just old enough that I was like, Britney, I don't know if she's cool. But then I was totally there, like, watching me, like,
I love this.
So funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, Britney Spears. What a time.
Simpler times.
In many ways, yeah.
what's like one of your favorite foods?
I love dumplings.
Dumplings is your thing?
I love dumplings. Like dim sum spots, like where you can go get all that kind. Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
SGV has so much of that too. It's like so good. I love dumplings. And I really love sushi too.
I love sushi too.
I'm a sushi girl.
It says Asian food is like bomb.
Honestly, pretty bomb.
Yeah.
I think it's like because it's like not the natural pantry culturally, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, every time I go, I'm like, oh, this is awesome. I can't make any of this at home. This is amazing. Surprise me. I'm down.
Yeah. Like of course, we love our own food from our own culture. But like, like, we have it every day. So we kind of take it for granted, I guess. So then that's why we gravitate
to things. Well, it's so funny to me to like go to a breakfast place and then people will get like eggs and beans and aguacate for like $20. And I'm like, this is, I feel like I can't do this.
It's a $5 thing at home.
Right. And so I'm like, okay, at least I can't make dumplings. And if I tried to make it, it would take me like hours. And and it would be so bad. So, like, I will let the abuelas cook that.
That's funny.
Yeah.
What is one of your spirit animals? Do you have a spirit animal?
I love chihuahuas.
Chihuahuas are the thing. See, that's how much it makes her giggle just thinking about
it. They're so cute. I love them. I have never had one. I've admired them from afar. But I really relate to their anxiousness and their fury.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're just like happy.
Anxious, fury, and happy.
Yeah. There you go.
You're on tour a lot. You're like traveling all the time. What is an essential thing you need when you travel that you're like, if you forget it at home, it's going to be the worst trip ever?
Like practical or like weirdo?
Both. Let's do both.
Okay, like practical, probably like headphones. If I don't bring a good pair of headphones, I'm like, this is the worst thing ever. Like,
right. Yeah. You can't zone out.
No. And you need a good pair too. Like, you need a really good pair because the budget ones don't do it. like, weirdo thing. Okay. So, I dance a lot in my show, right? So, like, and I have to be, like, super energetic for a lot of the tour, and I'm caught in a hard place because like if I drink too much coffee or too much tea, then that actually messes up my voice. So I've been like researching like all these ways to have energy and whatever, like if I'm and I left it last tour, but I made like a little spice jar and I filled it with all these like crazy superfood powders. So it has, like, wheatgrass and ashwagandha, reishi, and moringa. It has, like, all the superfoods in powder form. Whoa. That I got, I don't know, grocery outlet or something. Shout out. And then I put it all in the spice jar. So, like, basically anytime I have a snack or something, it just, like, it's probably in my purse right now. It is in my purse right now, actually. That's, like, life force food.
Nice. Okay, last question to really get to know Angelica Garcia. What's, like, a hidden talent or useless talent that you possess?
Useless.
Yeah, either one. Hidden or useless. Okay. Sometimes it's the same thing.
Useless. Okay. They're useful. I'm a really good cook. I love to cook. That's my thing. And I love cooking for people because I love people and cooking for people. Useless, I guess, like, I'm pretty good at, oh my gosh, this is so funny. Like, replacing words of songs in whatever situation I'm in. I don't know if that makes any sense. Okay, I can give you an example. No. I can give you, okay. So, like, I worked at this Cuban diner and they're always, like, making empanadas, but over there they call them empanadillas. So an example of it was like, they're like, oh, send the empanadas to table 3. And I was like, mesa, que más aplaude, manda la empanadilla. like that. I'm really good at, I don't know why my brain, like, whatever situation I'm in, I'll switch the lyrics to.
That's cool. That's kind of cool talent.
Totally I can't useless. Do
that. It's like switching back and forth from word, like, yeah, languages. No,
it's very useless. But
but it makes the day go by.
It makes it fun. Yeah. It makes people laugh a little.
Cool. Thank you for letting us get to know you now.
Yeah.
We're that much deeper into who is Angelica Garcia. Yeah. Well, I do want to talk about this album, but let's get into a song because you played a couple songs in there. We're gonna splice it up.
Claro.
Let's get into, let's see, Color de Dolor. Mm-hmm. Let's get into it, and then we'll talk about it when we come back. All right, y'all, we're going to get into Color de Dolor from Angelica Garcia. Now, stick around. The performance is fantastic. ¶¶ All right. Hey, thanks for performing these songs in our studio. I appreciate you coming in and giving it your all.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
So you just played Color de Dolor. My first question on that one, did you ever find out what that color is? I'm very curious because it seems like you questioned it a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think so. No? I think the final conclusion personally was that, you know, that's the mystery. What is it? You know, all of our experiences as humans, they're different colors of joy and pain, and that's what makes our life exciting and memorable and beautiful.
Nice. That's great. And it's just like this album, like there's a lot of, what I heard is a lot of self-discovery. And especially because sonically too, it's a whole new chapter for what is Angélica García. Can you tell me a little bit about that adventure that you had from your previous album, Cha Cha Palace, into this one where it just seems like it's just more like, not to say that the other one didn't have drive, but there's just like more emotion or more, how do I say it? Like, oomph.
Like a little more like turbulent or something?
Yes, turbulent. I like that word.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just by nature, like the first demos of Gemelo started in 2019, like the very first one was 2019.
So just like right around when you released Cha Cha Palace.
Yeah, that's actually when I first started a demo for Color de Dolor.
Oh, cool.
And it was just a baby back then. But 2019, like everything shut down 2020, right? Like pretty early in the year. So by nature, like Gemelo was a much, much more insular album. Like Cha Cha Palace was like all these different studios, different friends, like people coming in and out, like me going to all these different people to record. Gemelo, so much of it was like me alone in my room. And then Carlos Arevalo from Chicano Batman hit me up over DM because he like saw some interview that I did and he thought my music was cool. And yeah, we became like friends. And then when the pandemic hit, we were kind of like Zooming and FaceTiming, and he was teaching me about Ableton and stuff. And he was being really cool. Like I was singing some on some stuff for him and Eduardo. But then like over that time, it started to become clear to me that I was like, oh, I'm making a collection of songs. Like, it feels like it's going to be an album. And Carlos was like, oh, that's awesome, Angélica. Like, here, you should hit up this producer. You should hit up this person. Call this person. And we had been friends for a while by that point. And I was like, Carlos, you should just do it. Like, don't send me to, like, I want to work with you. And
he was
like,
yeah.
I've never produced an album before. And I was like, well, you're kind of doing it right now. So, like, I'd rather work with you. So that was really cool. That was an awesome experience. Carlos, like, I mean, obviously, like, Chicano Batman's music is, like, super, like, synthesizer heavy. Mm-hmm. And Carlos and I both shared a love of, like, Portishead and Radiohead and Timbaland and, like, Kanye West and Solange and all this stuff. So it was a fun merge. I feel like the record is, like, a fun merge of our personalities. And, yeah, that's a lot of what you're hearing, I think.
That's cool. And a lot of that turbulence from just being shut in, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. A lot of introspection because you don't have the rest of the world to distract you. So you have to face everything that you've been putting off pretty much.
Wow. Wow. When was that point? I know you said that some along the way that you're like, oh, this is going to be a collection of work. But like, I don't know, as an artist, how do you figure that out versus like an EP, an album, like especially this one?
I mean, I just, growing up, I always loved albums. And I think if I'm going to put in the time and the energy and the dedication to make a body of work, I'm personally more likely to focus on a record because I feel like that's enough songs to like give a, like tell a full story. And yeah, and I write a lot. So like I had enough songs that I was working on that like, I was starting to see a line, like a through line of all of them. And that's a really exciting, it's really exciting when you have that realization. You're like, oh, this one's connected to this one.
Oh,
this one's
cool.
Connected to this. And yeah, it just became clear that a lot of the songs were about like letting go and like personal responsibility, like grief, beauty. Yeah, it was, I mean, it was very special. It's a very tender, it's a very tender record, I think, but intense too, I guess.
Yeah. 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 I mean, in some parts, it's got its ebbs and flows, right? Talking about ebbs and flows, let's get flow into the next song that you're going to perform in that cool little studio. Show us your dance moves.
Cumbia.
La cumbia. So what?
Paloma? Juanita.
Ooh, They both dancey, though. They're both dancey.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into Juanita then, as suggested by Angelica. Juanita, right now. Stick around.
Qué bonito, qué bonito.
Paso tiempo en el
Juanita. That is a fun song. And the music video is even more fun to look at because you're like playing two people, Juan and Juanita. Right? Yeah. Is that what it was?
Yes. Yeah, it was really fun.
Did you have much say into that video? Or was it your friend that just had like, this is the idea I have for this song?
Well, my friend, her name is Sonia Malfa. She's New Yorican.
New Yorican. Puerto Rico. New York. Cool.
She's awesome. She's an awesome filmmaker, cinematographer. And ever since Cha-Cha Palace, we had been wanting to work together. And so she was like, I really want to make a video for you. And that was totally her vision of me playing both roles. She was like, I see this. You're going to be Juan. And you're going to be Juanita. I'm like, okay, Sonia, let's go. I'm down. And not going to lie, I wasn't expecting like how psychologically difficult that was.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like, because
you had to put in your acting shoes, right?
Yeah, I guess. But it was like a little strange because it's still like Angelica Garcia or whatever. But like, it was really interesting to experience that, like, because like even the feminine costume or whatever didn't particularly feel like me either. So yeah, it actually felt a little easier to play Juan, if I'm being honest. So that was interesting.
It's fluidity in gender, right? It's just sometimes you just feel this way and this sometimes.
Yeah,
this
I felt other way. Like I almost energetically resonated more with that character or something. But it was super fun, and it was cool to like most of the crew that were helping to make that video were Latinas too. So it was super cute.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, putting Latinas to work.
Let's go, ladies. Yeah, it's cute.
During the process of creating this album, you're going to studios, you're writing it. What would you say is your most memorable moment from like the creation of the album? Not like when you're listening to it, but like the process of it.
I have a memory of Paloma that's really sweet. And a lot of this was done, like the official audio and everything, a lot of it was done in Carlos's basement, like his studio. But we also went to a studio in New York called the Diamond Mine.
That's a cool name. Go in there to dig some diamonds.
That's the idea
behind it.
Who is it? The Leon Michaels. They have that record label called Big Crown, but Carlos is friends with them. Cool. And I remember being in the room with all the pianos and like all the live instruments and drums. And Carlos invited Roberto, like Helado Negro, to come over.
Oh, what?
And all the guys were like sitting in the other room, and I was like gonna play piano for Paloma. And I was just trying some different things, like, but it was this old, pretty little piano. And I just started playing the like, trun, 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 trun. And I remember both Carlos and Roberto running and be like, that, you do that one. And
both of
like,
them?
Yeah, both they both ran in. And it was very sweet because it was the last thing that we did that day. So like, it was a really sweet moment with Carlos too. Like, oh, thanks Angelica for having me. Like, it was sweet. I was like, thank you, Carlos. Like,
that's really cool to have both of them just be like, epiphany, that's
yeah,
the one.
Yeah, everybody just like ran in from the other room and was like, you need to play that. And I was like,
that's cute. Great. Yeah. You know, there's a big difference I've seen in your performance from like when I first saw you when you were performing songs from Cha-Cha Palace to this. It's huge. When did you decide that dancing was going to be an element in your shows?
Yeah, well, for many years, I was just this like one woman show of looper and sampler, as you saw. And that was wonderful as a up and coming artist because it was super portable. And I did so many tours like on a Greyhound bus and like crashing somebody's van. Yeah. And but the one thing about that is like I felt like it didn't work very well in big rooms, especially because I was like doing mad scientist stuff. So I constantly like had my head down and I was like, do, 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 do. And then I had a few people tell me like, we feel like we're not really connecting with you because your head is down the whole time. And I was like, oh, dang, you're right. And I don't know. I just something, I guess I had always been afraid or like self-conscious about dancing in a show. Like, I don't know if part of it is like being a woman in music and you feel like I had to prove that I can play these instruments and I can do all this stuff because I can do it.
And yeah, it's a little bit of that too, right?
A little bit, but then I finally just got to a point where I was like, I don't need to prove anything.
That's like, awesome.
Like, I wrote the songs. I know that I did this. I played in the studio. I know that I did this. And I actually want just to make a better show. Like, and I was like, well, I love dancing and moving. Like, I'm not a, like, pro dancer. But a lot of how I write my music is I think about how it feels in the body. And I kind of had this little epiphany with Gemelo, like, there's a lot of, like, mixtures of different types of rhythm. And I felt like it's... I had a lot of people, like, they were confused by it. Like, they were like, well, it's not reggaeton, and it's not salsa, and it's not pop. And I was like, okay, whatever. And I kind of had this epiphany, like, I should just show people how I dance to it so maybe they can see how they can dance to it.
They're like, oh, that makes sense.
And so that's kind of, like, it became a thing. And I've grown to, like, I, like, love it because it's a chance to be more theatrical and, like, perform a little more, too, and be... more magical that way with the songs.
I always thought of you as more like also a visual artist because you're...
That's great.
Like the album for Cha-Cha Palace was, it was all collage.
Yeah.
Which was super cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm definitely very, like, visuals are a huge part of my creative process. Like I feel like I know when a song is good or if I'm really into a song that I'm working on, I'll start to see in my head the video or, like, the artwork that goes with it.
That's
or,
cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so it is... It's nice, like, I'm super excited for the stages to get bigger and to get to, like, play with the production of the show more.
That's awesome. And some more visuals, some more lights in the mix.
More drama.
More drama.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm happy for that. And it feels like, well, just from... seeing you perform in there, just you get, you're like in this whole world. You're in the Angelica Garcia, the performer mindset. You're like, where the heck did Angelica Garcia, the person, go? It's like cathartic, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
At least that's how it looks like. It looks like you're healing in a lot of ways, and like it feels awesome. Like you may, that's how it looks.
Thank you.
Like visually, like you're just like having fun and you get lost in it.
Yeah, I think like, I'm just trying to tell the story of the song.
That's awesome. It's interpretive dancing.
Ha! Yeah, I guess. Interpret it how you will.
There you go. Let's get into this last song, and then I want to ask a couple more questions, and then we'll be done with the interview.
Okay.
All right. Let's get into Paloma. I love this song. This one is like...
Yeah, La Bomba.
Yeah, La Bomba.
Cute.
Let's get into Paloma right now. Again, Angelica Garcia. Gemelo.
Cuando yo te digo que me escudas de la maldad. Oh, no, no. Yo sé que tú eres
Hey, Paloma, hey, Paloma, hey.
All right. That was Paloma from Angelica Garcia's latest album, Gemelo. Y'all should check it out. It's all over the streaming platforms. You can hear it on my show, Bilingual Sounds, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Friday. So don't miss it. Angelica, this was awesome for you to come back and keep coming back. So I really hope we continue this tradition.
Yeah.
Every time you have a new
album.
Yeah,
I know. Oh, man. Like, what am I going to look like next time? I'm going to have, like, pink hair or something.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
More diva.
Oh, no.
She's going to get higher and higher on the echelon of stars.
Just come with, like, really tall shoes. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what the next one will be?
And then next time, maybe you'll be at the Kia Forum or something. Full visuals.
Yeah. That would be really fun. That would be super fun.
Well, I'm very happy that you keep making music because you had me at Chacha Palace. Mm. You continue to have me in Gemelo. And I'm excited to hear what's coming up next. I know you already have some stuff in the kitchen. You're getting ready to do some things. And
you know.
It's just nonstop for you, huh?
Yeah, we have, I have a couple U.S. dates. Like, I'm playing in Wisconsin next week, New York next week. And then I go to UK for 3 weeks with the rock band Idols.
Yeah.
And then I'm doing a tour later this year with Nilufer Yanya in the
US.
Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah. And then the Black Pumas in Europe. And then I go back with Idols, but we're going to Mexico. And so, yeah, like, I'm already like, oh, I got to start, like, already working on new stuff because I'm not going to have time. And I just want to get whatever time I can. But it's fun. It's like, it's cool. I'm super glad, like, Gemelo is like the first body of work that I like actually wrote in Spanish, pretty much.
Right.
Except for Gemini, I guess. But
That's the other thing I was thinking about. That, you know, before I opened this thing up, there was a sleeve on it and I had album. It was like Angelica's first album fully in Spanish. And for me as a bilingual person, like, I didn't even realize that. I'm just listening to songs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is awesome. Like, I didn't think twice to think that it was in Spanish or in English, but
yeah.
Here in America, it's a huge deal.
Well, yeah. You know? I think it was just like, it was super, I'm super glad that I challenged myself to do it. And it, because I grew up hearing Spanish my whole life and speaking it with my grandparents and stuff. But like, writing is a totally different thing.
Really?
And like communicating, at least for me personally, like my Spanish wasn't at a great level. Y todavía like,
un poco,
it's a little chueco, man. You know? Yeah. Like, but like, it just gets better and better, and I feel more comfortable with it. And like, the new stuff I'm writing, and like, it's, I'm excited. It's all kind of vibing and flowing.
And bilingual. And
yeah, it's just, it's whatever it wants to be.
Right.
And that's great.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever comes out of you.
Whatever, however it comes out, you know, and that's super exciting. And so far, like, it's been pretty accepted. Like, I was playing in, like, France and in Germany, and there were people that didn't speak Spanish, but they learned the chorus of Juanita, or they were singing Paloma.
Oh, yeah, you were saying some kids in Germany were, like, singing along to it.
Yeah, it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. And it just, like, kind of proves that, like, languages, music is a language of itself, like, in and of itself.
So. Yeah, you can, I love listening to music in Japanese. And French.
Yeah.
It's got a good beat. Like, I'm down with it.
Great band, great artist, like, whatever.
Yeah, it transcends everything.
Yeah.
So congratulations on that. Keep
going. Thank you.
Keep doing the work. You got a lot of accolades on this album.
Thank you.
Big ups, especially for someone in Nuestra Cultura and everything. It's like, we love to see each other achieve greatness. That's what's up.
Awesome, yeah.
Hey, pues, muchas gracias otra vez por...
Yeah.
Taking time.
Yeah.
And good luck with your tours. It seems like your calendar's packed.
Thank you. I know. Catch me outside.
Catch me outside.
Come find me.
She'll be in Mexico. Follow her on the Instagram so you don't miss a show. And again, we got to tell you, just go listen to it. Get the album. Look.
Oh, yeah.
It's in clear vinyl. Look how cool this is.
There it is.
The preview. It might entice people to go get it. Mi hija.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, pues ahí estamos. Angélica, otra vez, no te puedo parar de agradecer. So thank you. And everybody, thank you for watching. Hope you catch the next one. And we're out.
Bye.
The SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Byron Gonzalez. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.